I'm age 63 and I've read 1,000 nonfiction books. The Ominous Parallels is still far and away the greatest. Thank you very much for saying that, because you should see some of the mail I get. I felt I learned something from every sentence and have reread it maybe 10 times. I do wonder if there was anything you would change in it if you did a second edition. Actually, yes, I would change two things. That was published in 82. That's, over 35 years ago, almost. I don't think my interpretation of Hitler was deep enough. I interpreted him as a materialist and combined that, you know, with the brute violence and anti-intellectualism of the Nazis. But by the time I got to my Dim book, I was able to see, as I treated Marx in that book, his materialism was just a form of idealism, of otherworldliness, and therefore of a religion. And that was why he was so popular with the Lutherans and the other religious elements in Germany, why they helped him rise. People think, and I thought at the time, well, you know, they are in some ways in opposition to Hitler, but in fundamentals, they weren't, and I think that fact does not invalidate what I said, but it is an important supplement to understanding where Hitler comes from and why he had the appeal he did. The other thing I would change is the optimism in that book. Now, of course, the theory of that book is we're going the same path as Hitler if we don't change. But I did not believe how fast it would go down. I didn't even believe it would go down that fast after the Dim book, which came out just after the 2012 election. When Obama won the first time, I thought, wow, we're in bad shape. But when Obama, after everything he did that was known, won the second time, that really made me wonder, you know, what is the rate at which we're deteriorating? And was I too optimistic? Now, I'm not allowed really to say any more on this subject because your own book has forbidden me to say any more on this subject. Because he validly wants enthusiastic fighters for the future, and so do I. And I don't want to be the one that says, stop. I don't believe you should stop. But about myself, all I'll say is, if I had to choose any age to be now, I'm glad I'm 81. But take that off. That's not really something I said.